Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AgeOfTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Greg Sullivan back on the show. Greg's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's already started and sold two outstanding technology businesses. He was a 2000 Entrepreneur of the Year. That's a national award. He's now VP of Information Technology for Carnival Corp. He's our good friend, Greg. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Good to have you back. So I want you to give us an update on the new privacy laws, because these are some things that the average small business owner probably doesn't even know exists, let alone whether they're complying with them or not.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. This is new, and, small business, we're always against new regulations, or mostly, but they add cost and a burden to us. But these are particularly burdensome and can affect businesses of all sizes. The Europeans started this with the EU. And just to be clear, the UK will follow the EU on this privacy regulation post-Brexit. But this is the first time we've seen regulation that follows the customer and is not assigned to our place of business. So jurisdictionally, it impacts every business in the globe that in this case does business with an EU citizen or resident. Other countries.
So even though you're a business in the United States, let's say.
That's right.
But if you do business with the customer in one of these countries that have these laws,
right,
you're subject to that country's security laws, privacy laws.
That's right. That's right. In this case, privacy laws. And
right,
that obligates you to do certain things and extends certain rights to your customer. And if you don't abide by those, you expose yourself to penalties that can reach up to 4% of your gross revenue.
And, of course, you're talking about what if that person's on vacation from Italy or France, they're on vacation in your town, and they come to your store and they buy something. You're not talking about that kind of a transaction, are you? You're talking about an online transaction.
No, it doesn't matter, Jim. It's any kind of transaction. If somebody
walks in the store from France and buys something from me, I'm responsible for the privacy regime of the EU for that person.
That's right. To the extent we're maintaining any of their personal data.
Right.
So if we're keeping their name and address, and so forth. So I'll give you an example.
So if we take their credit card
works,
and that number and that information, even if we don't still have their card, but that information still winds up in our records, then we're obligated to protect it.
That's right.
So basically, I want to tell that person, I'm sorry, I can only take cash from you. Otherwise, I get in trouble.
Well,
I'm only halfway kidding.
Well, and I'm not kidding either. I've seen a lot of interesting responses to this because of the risk associated with doing business with them. So,
right.
I believe there are some small business exclusions, but you need to check those and make sure your business is small enough. I'm not sure about that, but
mm-hmm.
I believe there may be. But this is all about respecting, privacy. So there's an important piece of this that's about securing the data properly. But that's necessary anyway.
Right.
I mean, you have an obligation to do that,
regardless of the domicile of the customer.
Yeah. That's right. But then this goes beyond, and this turns around the whole marketing approach to this. In the U.S. and most other countries, once we capture someone's information, like their email address or their mailing address, we have the right to market to them unless they tell us not to.
Right.
In the new law that applies to now European citizens and residents, it flips that around. You do not have the right to market to them unless I tell you it's okay.
Hmm.
And I have to tell you that.
Proactive opt-in.
And the language they use in the regulation is freely given and unambiguous.
Unambiguous. How about that?
So it can't be inspired and it can't be complicated.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Greg's going to continue this report. It's fascinating stuff, folks, and I know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.